Our students are the future. How we advance innovation and impact and approach equity in their classrooms will determine how we thrive as a world community. The status quo just won't cut it. That's why we're here to break the grade. Hello, breakers and difference makers. I'm Josh Chernikoff, host of How I Broke That. I'm a two-time entrepreneur in the education space, and I've successfully exited both of those companies. I've experienced my fair share of breaks in my life, and I'm here to bring my signature approach to my new show, Breaking the Grade. Welcome, everybody, to episode number 31 of Breaking the Grade. John Gamba, as you can probably tell and you will hear and you might be able to see, is not with us, but he's always with us in spirit because John introduced me to our guest, David Dvorkin, who is the founder and CEO of Higher Cause. Welcome to the show, David. How you doing?
I'm doing great, and I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me, Josh.
Cool, man. Well, actually, we had some ties even earlier. My cousin Ryan, we've got John, all good guys connecting us, and you and I then took the ball and ran with it. And when I mean ball, I mean you joined our cohort in the EdSales Elevation Experience. So my first question to do for you, easy for me to say, what challenges were you experiencing before you joined the EdSales Elevation Experience and your great cohort?
I'd say the main challenge is you were the only person talking about leads in the education sector and having a system to just have leads on repeat. And I think as a growing business in the education sector and knowing how important it is to speak to people that we can serve and have an impact, in order to have that impact, we need to have those conversations. I think one of the challenges was just setting those up on a consistent basis, because we felt once we were in those meetings and once we had those meetings, we do pretty well in terms of the alignment is there. You know, schools are looking for whether it's service projects or internship projects for their students, and we can provide that. It's just, how do you break through that awareness? How do you break through that clutter, that inbox of hundreds of emails that principals get? And so that was something that spoke to me about the program and some of the challenges we were having before.
Great. I appreciate that. Those challenges, how were they impacting you, your team, and your ability to grow Higher Cause?
I think without having that system in place, it's you're constantly having to figure out. I feel like it's a balancing act. So you're trying to figure out, you know, how to get the leads while also focus on other areas to grow the business and focus on all the other things as an entrepreneur and business owner that you're thinking about. So to have a repeat, reliable system in place is, I think, crucial and gives more peace of mind as a business owner that you have this system in place.
Cool. I'm going to ask this question, but it honestly hurts my heart every time I ask it, which is, what did you do before? Like, just tell us so we can all feel better about ourselves because we've done them. But what were some of your previous attempts? Conferences, you know, Facebook, all of them. Talk us through some of them.
Yeah, we had certain breakfasts, like certain superintendent PD days or principal professional development days where we would go in and lead a presentation. And that worked. The challenge is they're sporadic, they're infrequent. It's not something you could do on a daily or weekly basis. And also, you know, cold emails, reaching out. And I think your strategy with LinkedIn is just much smarter. It looks to be much more effective than just reaching out cold, because you can really do your homework on LinkedIn and find out who are good candidates for, you know, the business and for the program, rather than just getting a list, buying a list and sending out cold emails. So I think the LinkedIn strategy is an interesting one.
Gotcha. So cool. So we get to a point where we decide to work together. Great. And then it's time to, you know, join the cohort and implement. And you were the front-facing part of your company that was, you know, at our weekly meetings over 12 weeks. Did you face any resistance or skepticism from your team? Because
this wasn't probably the first time you had tried something.
You know, we didn't really. I think it's a good question. I think a lot of our team is open to learning new ways and realizes we don't have all, like, we have part of the puzzle and we have a lot of things that work, but there's always room to grow. I think that's part of what attracted me to the program too, is I knew what was working for us, but I hadn't really used LinkedIn and I hadn't used other areas that you talk about, like the signature solution or other areas of your program. So, you know, when I heard that, I said, okay, here's an opportunity to learn from someone and from a cohort that I hadn't learned from before and could really, it's worth trying. Like, it's worth seeing to what you can get out of it. You know, I feel like there's probably something for everyone. Mm-hmm. You know, people are at different stages and coming at it from different angles. And what might be beneficial to me, like, I really found the signature solution to be a helpful tool. You know, someone else might benefit from another part of the program, right? That I think there's, forget how many weeks it was, maybe it was 7, 8, 9 weeks. You can correct me. But I feel like at each stage, there's something that connected, you know, or brought a different piece of the puzzle in terms of growing the business.
Yeah, cool. There's really 9 weeks of meeting. And so 9 modules. And I knew a long time ago when we met that there would be something that would click between us and we'd get to work together. I have to admit, took a little longer than I expected, but that's all right, because I knew it has to, the timing has to be right for everybody. And then the beautiful thing is that you got to join the cohort. So can you talk about your cohort and that experience with Alex and with Grace and the other folks?
Yeah, I think the cohort's an interesting part of the program, because you're hearing other people go through the work and share their challenges and share their goals and share what they're working on at the same time as you're working on it. So it broadened my perspective in the calls and in the weekly cohort meetings we had, because, you know, something that Alex was working on or something that Grace was working on, I could relate to, or I could learn from in different ways. Even just going over, for instance, their LinkedIn pages and having that cohort critique of sorts to share with each other what worked well and what didn't. I thought that was, you know, beneficial. So I'm also really excited that to be in the cohort now and to have an expanded network of people that I admire what they're doing.
Yeah, totally. Our mastermind group it's pretty badass. So let's get to the results. And can you relay the story? This is the drum roll please moment. This is like one of my most favorite stories that I've heard in a while. And tell us the signature solution ERDI story. Set the stage.
Yeah. So we were talking about the signature solution in our cohort. And at first it was all theoretical, right? I was having trouble and, you know, figuring out what this would look like, how I could put this down on paper. And then there was a big conference coming up, ERDI, which is a conference with superintendents also all discussing innovations in education and solving different problems in education. It was happening in Tucson, Arizona. And I thought to myself, hey, this could be an opportunity to look at the signature solution and share it with superintendents and see what they think and what feedback I get. And so we walked them through our program. We walked them through the stories of some success stories of students. And then in terms of how that was all possible, like, they wanted to know, okay, well, I see what you're doing. How does the process work? And for us to have one page that clearly talked about the process and the transformation, I think, is the most important part. The transformation at each stage that occurs within students during the process. We had one superintendent say, hey, I like that. He called it, I like that zigzag page. Like, he liked that page in terms of the signature solution. We had another one take out their phone and take a picture of the signature solution. We had just overall, I think a lot of them just leaned in and were really, it kind of made the vision clear about what we were doing and gave them the sense of certainty that we had all the pieces along the way that made this different, a different process to get the outcome that we wanted and something that they couldn't replicate on their own.
I love that story. I'm going to be replaying it over and over when I go to sleep. I'm just going to listen to that story. But you and I know that while you take your transformational process and you put it into the signature solution, there are so many elements that go into that. So once you get those elements done, and that's understanding your ideal client, and that's really understanding who you are and what you can do for somebody, can you talk about how the signature solution, once you get to that point, has been able to make you more efficient as a sales guy and a closer?
Yeah, I think it's a great, you know, instead of showing 20 slides or 15 slides or 10 slides, you know, we really show two or three, right? Mm-hmm. And one is a success story about a student that kind of brings them into the story of impact that we're having at Higher Cause and lets them see a real project from a student that supported a nonprofit and how they did that and what their passion project was and how Higher Cause made that possible. And the second slide we've been using really is the signature solution now, which really, it shows how that story was possible. Because the story is something that resonates and connects with teachers, with leaders, education leaders, principals, superintendents. But then the next question is, how does it work and how do I set this up, you know, at my school so that students all have these opportunities to work on these projects to support nonprofits? So that page, you mentioned the word efficient. I think it's efficient because it shows the different parts of the process and it shows the transformation that's happening at each stage. And based upon their questions or their feedback to that page, it lets us hone in on where they're really interested or what piques their interest the most or what they want more clarification on. And often it might be, as part of the signature solution, for example, we share, before students start these projects, we share videos of other students who've performed these, who've participated. And that's one of our points on the signature solution is the alumni videos. And this idea of, it's not something they could easily replicate by themselves because they don't have a lot of alumni talking about these service projects or who've done them or who students can learn from. So the idea that we have this and can talk about it, that's one bullet point or one part on the signature solution that says, hey, this is different. You know, this is one of the nine things that we're providing that you can't just go and do by yourself because of all of this works together to have the impact of that story that you just saw in the previous slide.
Yeah, that's the beautiful thing about signature solution. It's so simple, yet impossible, friggin' impossible to replicate because it's you. I mean, this is what you have been building up to for many years. And so kind of in closing here, you were on your way. And I hope that you know, Ed Sales Elevation Experience and our work together and Ken and Daryl and your cohort all played a part. Can you quantify a little bit for somebody out there, you know, who might be in your position to say, do it, give it a try, it will work?
Yeah, I can quantify it now and I can probably quantify it a month from now too. So we can hit on that.
I'll talk to you anytime, man. You tell me.
Yeah, in terms of quantifying it, I'd say we had about 10 meetings since the cohort ended with superintendents or principals where we're sharing the signature solution. And we received, you know, positive feedback in each of those. And we're in the process of enrolling for the first time, which will be a milestone, our first district outside of New York, just across the country. We're looking at different markets. And so we're in that place to expand. And one of them is close to happening. So that's why I said circle back.
Yeah.
But we have a few in the hopper that came from, that were a direct result of good conversations with the signature solution that we can monetize and talk about.
That's awesome, man. I'm happy to hear that. And although this is recorded, I am finding out some of this live right now. So I'm super proud. I'm always here to help. I'm really grateful to have gotten to work with you. And we will continue to work together.
Likewise.
But you showed me, especially in this case, you know, you were super professional. Like, it's, you know, give me some time. And then when the time was right, you were ready. And then you went all in. And I'm so glad to kind of see all the success here.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm happy I made the decision I did. And I learned a lot that I'm still implementing and integrating. And I'm excited to see and share some of the other updates with you in the months ahead.
We'll circle back, man. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Hey, Breakers. Thanks for joining us on Breaking the Grade. If you want to get to know your fellow Breakers in education better, please join us in our community in Mighty Networks. You can also follow us on social media for lead generation tips. Information about the community and the social media in the show description. And if you want to help us out, please like and subscribe to the show. Keep on breaking, you lead gen legends.